Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's the Block, the Upstate's home for hip-hop and R&B, and I'm your girl, Bree Briggs, and I got DMV Gotti. He is here with me. I appreciate you for coming down to South Carolina.
Oh, I appreciate you for having me, man.
Of course. So, tell the people about you. You're from L.A., so they want to know, like, who is DMV Gotti?
DMV Gotti, man. When you hear that name, you just L.A. music, you know, L.A. vibe, outgoing, you know, started from the bottom, man. You know, South Central, I don't know if a lot of people know, it's really like a jungle out there, you know, so just being able to, not even being, just making it to my age, you know, is a blessing. So being here is extra, you know, blessings on blessings on blessings. So it's dope, man.
So when you say it's a blessing, kind of tell me, like, what it was like growing up in South Central.
It's a jungle. Like, you got to watch, like, we went out there for a Grammy. We had a Grammy party out there a couple weeks ago, you know, and some of the places my manager wanted to take me, I was telling him, like, well, you can't go there with me, you know. Like you know, it's so much hate and envy, and gangbanging is a culture out there. You know, it's not just like when you do it, you don't get looked at like, oh, you going out your way. It's like natural. So it's just a lot going on from a young age, you know, people dying, car accidents, this is all type of craziness, man. So to escape all that, you know, and we're not done yet. I live in LA, you know, so I'm going back after this. So it's still not done until the day, honestly, living in LA until the day you die, it's like every day you living in the jungle, you know, you leave the house not knowing. I guess that could be everywhere.
Yeah.
But you leave the house not knowing, like, damn, like, I might not make it home tonight, you know?
Yeah, so, well, it's a blessing. Yeah. I'm glad you're here to share your talents with the people. Ma'am. So, DMV, I know DMV, Dirty Money Boys. Tell me a little bit about that.
See, it used to be Dirty Money Boys.
Okay, so it switched up. Okay, it switched up.
Dirty Money Boys, that name just got, like, a negative connotation, you know? When we added fuel to the fire because we was out there doing malicious stuff, criminalizing ourselves, you know, catching cases. I went to jail, and that was, like, one of the things they tried to take from me, you know?
Yeah.
And that's a part of me. I got tatted on my hand. They tried to make me, like, get it removed. I had clothes. My chain got DMV on there. They tried to, like, violate me for that. So I went and switched it around. I made it a business. It's wow. Dirt Money Boys now, you know? So it's not Dirty Money. It's still got a little mud on it, but that's...
Right.
It's, we planting seeds
switching
now,
it up. You know? Yeah, we switching it up. We going up.
Exactly.
I like it. Now, let's talk about Peter Piper. Your single is going crazy. Yeah. Social media took it and ran with the little girl. She was dancing. So, like, how did that feel for you? Because it came out 2019, and it's still blowing in 2020.
Yeah. It's crazy. You know, it's like I ain't done this before, you know. Some people that had their hits or been rapping, you know. I'm fairly new to the game, I would say. So seeing how it unfold and it is crazy, you know. 2 weeks after I dropped Peter Piper, I dropped another song immediately, you know.
Yeah,
I didn't understand the part about, you know, letting them just
feel it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So and then I guess one of my partners seen it, and I thank him. One of my partners seen it and told me, like, bro, delete that song. Like, Peter Piper finna blow up. Like, it's crazy. Like,
yeah.
The little grunt in the, when World Star posted. And see, that was, at that time, that was like the peak of my career. It was like, oh, World Star posing, you know? And then a month later, now it's, oh, Marshmello posing, you know? So every time I get ready to drop something, I got an EP that's damn near finished. Every time I get ready to drop something, it's like, some crazy stuff happened. Saweetie, I was just about to drop a song on iTunes a couple weeks ago. Saweetie posted it on Instagram, you know? So it's dope just to see, like, where it's going and to not know. I feel like that's the best part because I ain't done this before, you know? So it's all new to me.
Yeah. Nah, I know you said Saweetie. Has any other, like, big people that you look up to, like, reached out to you to be like, hey, man, this song dope?
A couple people, not directly. Mustard. My boy talked to Mustard, and he was trying to get a beat from me. He told him, like, Peter Piper. He said, oh, yeah, that's my song. I'll be, you know, Marshmallow. I don't know if you know who that
is.
Yeah,
I do.
He's a big DJ.
Yeah, I know.
So,
he lit.
Yeah, so he posted it, you know, and a lot of people in this, I'm not really upset, but a lot of, like, people post it and don't, like, tag me. It's still a bless, you know, they listening to it. They see that DMV Gotti somewhere, you know, and I feel like right now is the time to, like, I'm not upset if people don't know the words right away or if people don't, like, I'm introducing myself and I'm confident enough to feel that once they get wind of me, it's, you know,
they're going to feel you. Yeah, they're going to feel you. Yeah, well, so make sure y'all tag him now. We're going to let the people know, like, if you post Peter Piper, you dancing, tag DMV Gotti. I want to talk about, like, your transition from just, you know, becoming to where you are now. Because, I mean, I know it can be crazy, like, coming from not being, like, you know, known as much, and now people know your song and dancing everywhere you go. So how is that? Has there been any, like, struggles?
Again, I'm from L.A., you know, so it's bittersweet for people to know your face. The bitter part is, you know, it's a lot of shootings in L.A., and a lot of them stem from where you from or who is that or who are you, you know? Having a known face, you don't get those questions. You know, it's just like a warning shot. So you always got to watch your back. But on the bright side, it's like crazy. Like, pulling up to places you wouldn't expect. Like, just bouncing on, go to the store, and kids getting out of school, like, they go crazy, you know? And that made me, I don't feel like, I'm not a superstar, you know? I'm bouncing out the same store y'all bouncing out at, you know? So it's just like, it's crazy just to see them look at me a certain way when I feel like I'm still down there, you know?
Yeah, you still come. Yeah, you still on the grind. Yeah. I get it. But I see the kids, like, they love this. I saw you post and showing all the kids. They lit. It was like a big, like, crowd.
Yeah.
So, like,
College Expo.
Yeah. So is there ever, like, do you ever wonder, like, should I switch up my lyrics? Like, sometimes, because I know sometimes it can always be a battle. Like, do I want to make, like, a kid-friendly song?
Yeah.
Or not to switch up your swag, though?
I feel like, one thing I promised myself, because I see a lot of people get in the game and become something that they wasn't when they first got in the game, you know? A lot of people forget, like, they get in the game and become who they think that person wants them to be. But what people don't remember is that they didn't sign who they thought you were. They signed who you were, you know?
Exactly.
So coming in the game, same way. I do apologize if some of the kids can't listen to the music, you know? some of the parents, we got clean versions and all of it, but I don't want to force that.
Yeah,
you know,
force
if it come to me one day and it's some kids' lyrics, then, you know, so be it. But I don't want to sit down and say, all right, let's make this kid song, because that's when I mess up.
Yeah,
you
think it too hard. Yeah. You're trying to make something you're not. Yeah, I rock with it. Now tell me about the PTSD tour. How did that come about with G Herbo?
Honestly, it came out of nowhere. Again, I'm like still in it. So I've been off for like 5 months.
Yeah.
I'm still... Like, a lot of people, I don't understand this work, but a lot of people tell me, like, you're not even at your peak yet, you know? So I did two performances back home. The two college expos you seen.
Yeah.
And they went crazy, and then I jumped right on tour. I kind of feel like, I don't feel like we skipped a couple steps, but we weren't, I don't feel like we done with L.A. yet.
Right.
But it's a dope experience to be able to come to this side of the world and see how y'all party, you know?
Yeah.
We don't party the same way.
Well, East Coast, West Coast different. What's been the biggest difference you've seen so far, like, going on the East Coast? I know our accents. We different. We talk different.
And I swear, we the ones with the accents let y'all tell me, man. It's crazy. I done heard that so many times. It's dope, man. Brooklyn, I don't know if it's the Pop Smoke situation too fresh and him dying in L.A. Being from L.A., I don't know if that was like that kind of
crazy
twist.
Yeah.
So, they was feeling me, but they wasn't feeling me the way they wanted to feel me.
How the L.A., New York, you know, scene. But I'm sure they would feel you, but it's always different. You never know how it is. But has, like, the East Coast been showing you love?
Definitely.
Okay, good.
I love it, man. I'm getting about 20 followers a night every show, and I'm winning off that. I was just telling somebody the other day, if I get, I mean, my boy said, if I get 5 followers, I'm winning, you know, because it's 5 more than I already have.
That's more people that didn't know you before. Yeah, yeah, exactly. In Charlotte, I'm telling you, it's going to be lit. Yeah. I go to Charlotte. It's going to be lit. Trust me.
I can't wait.
I saw a picture with Dream Doll. Are we collabing? Are we collabing anytime soon?
If it's nothing on big, again, I don't want to force nothing.
Yeah, if it happens, it happens.
I don't like to be told no or anything. In that, you know, or yeah. I don't like to come with something like that and think we good, and then they hit me with a crazy probably a 25,000, you know, because, you know, like you crazy.
Yeah.
But if it happened, it happened, man. They even asked me about Herbo. If it happened, it happened.
Yeah,
oh, God,
okay.
That'd be dope, though.
Cool. So I want you to tell people something that they don't know about D&B, something that people, like, always assume, and you're like, that's not true. Or something people always say, and you're like, nah, that's not me. What do you want the people to know?
I used to be a football player. I don't know if a lot of people know that. Up until I didn't start rapping until like 2017. That's when I wrote my first rap. I didn't start really dropping heavy till 2018. I don't even consider myself. Oh, so
you only been rapping for a year? Yeah. I mean, 2 years basically.
Yeah. Hell yeah, that's like the first day I wrote my rap. What a lot of people don't know, and I just started this, so people ask me, like, I can write fast.
Yeah.
You know, I might not go with it,
yeah.
but I can write fast. When I was a kid, I didn't get a lot of whoopings, and a lot of people think that's why I turned out the way I turned out, mm-hmm. with the way I was, whatever that
yeah,
means, you know?
Yeah.
But I had to write. My dad was a military dad. So instead of getting whoopings and stuff, like, I had to work out, like,
Push-ups, pull-ups. He was get ready.
Essays. I just started writing essays. My first essay was like a 5-page essay on like the importance of not lying. You know, I just kept getting in trouble. The essays got bigger and bigger. At one time, I wrote like a 50-page essay.
Oh, and your dad was like, "You gonna have to write.
You got
Dang.
To write." And that was my punch. So the point was to have me on punishment,
right.
doing something, you know.
Yeah,
so
he
would say, "All right, you're on punishment for a week," and then the essay would just be extra, just so he could make sure I was on punishment.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. You feel it. You gonna feel it.
So, but it turned out crazy, man. I wrote like the dictionary like 4 times. I wrote half the encyclopedia. So it's a lot of stuff stuffed up in this little head.
Well, it paid off because now you rapping. So,
exactly.
like, thank your dad for the 50-page essay.
Exactly.
So now you be in the booth like,
it's crazy.
Ain't nothing. It's nothing.
Man, and at the time, it's like, and that's, God is crazy, man. You know, that at that time I was playing football. I haven't even started getting in trouble yet, you know.
Yeah.
But he knew what it was going to come to. So mm-hmm. he was preparing me before it all, man. So it's a blessing.
Yeah. And what position did you play?
I started playing slot wide receiver. So I was a little taller than a lot of people in my age grade mm-hmm. class. And then when I got to 9th grade, I stayed right there, and they all, you know.
Yeah,
so
kind of got stolen. Yeah. It was like, so but I, you can still, were you
yeah,
fast? If you
yeah.
were fast, you can still
I,
hold
I
it down.
I was making work, for sure. I was making work. But I moved down to running back, and I was dope right that. So I played flag football, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of my coaches was asking me. That's another thing, too. I was dope in high school, but I never played football before that. Never played, like,
organized. Little league or anything
yeah, I
like
played
that.
Flag. Like, my school had a little
yeah.
flag football league. And my coaches, like, when I came, they asked me, like, what Pop Warner? They were trying to go get videos and stuff. Like, what Pop Warner are you? I told them, like, I never played Pop Warner, you know. But I guess they feel like, if you can't grab a flag, imagine how hard it is going to be to you know, wrap
yeah,
my whole body.
Yeah,
the
whole
so
body, yeah.
It was dope, though. It was fun. It was all fun.
Okay, Lil. Well, I'm glad I got to learn a little bit about you today. I
yeah.
appreciate you for coming out. And tell everybody where they can find your songs, your music,
yeah.
and where they can follow you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Instagram. Follow me on Instagram at DMB Gotti, DMBGOTTI. Twitter at DMB Everything. Music streaming everywhere, man. Peter Piper, you can find that on iTunes. You type it in on Google, it's going to pop up, man. So go get that.
DMV Gotti right here on the block.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.